Hello and welcome to Resistance, Resilience, and Hope, Holocaust Survivor Stories, a podcast co-production of Illinois Holocaust Museum and Education Center and Chicago's Studio C. The mission of Illinois Holocaust Museum and Education Center is expressed in its founding principle: remember the past, transform the future. The museum is dedicated to preserving the legacy of the Holocaust by honoring the memories of those who were lost and by teaching universal lessons that combat hatred, prejudice, and indifference. The museum fulfills its mission through the exhibition, preservation, and interpretation of its collections, and through education programs and initiatives like this podcast that foster the promotion of human rights and the elimination of genocide. On this episode, we hear from Judy Kolb. Judy's maternal grandparents owned a fabric and dressmaking shop in Swinemünde, Germany, a fashionable spa town on the Baltic Sea. Their daughter, Carla, met a cantor named Leopold Fleischer in January 1937 when he moved to Swinemünde and rented a room in the same building. Carla and Leopold fell in love and married in the spring of 1939. By that time, the Nazis had begun encouraging Jews to emigrate from Germany, and when Judy's grandfather, Julius, was arrested and imprisoned for 6 weeks in the Sachsenhausen concentration camp, his wife, Martha, insisted that the family leave Germany as soon as possible. She set her sights on Japanese-occupied Shanghai, an open-port city which refugees did not need a visa to enter. To be able to afford passage there, Martha sold her house, clothing store, and some furnishings to a wealthy, non-Jewish neighbor. She bought tickets for the entire family on the German Lloyd Line. After obtaining exit papers to leave Germany, Martha presented the passenger tickets to the Gestapo at Sachsenhausen. Soon after, Julius was released from the camp. In June of 1939, Julius, Martha, Leopold, Carla, and her brother Heinz embarked for Shanghai. The journey took 4 weeks. In Shanghai, they were immediately taken to a heim, German for home. Many heims were converted barracks crammed with narrow bunk beds, sleeping anywhere from 6 to 150 people a room. Soon, the whole family moved into an apartment in a small area called Hongkou. On March 6, 1940, Carla gave birth to her daughter, Judith Daisy Fleischer. Then, on December 7, 1941, Pearl Harbor happened. The Japanese were at war with the United States and formed the Axis Alliance with Fascist Italy and Germany.
So the following spring, in 1942, Colonel Messinger came to Shanghai. He was called the Butcher of Warsaw. So he came to Shanghai and tried to convince the Japanese to somehow dispose of all the Jews living in Shanghai. Rumors were that they were going to put everybody on ships, send them out to sea without water, food, or whatever. There was even talk about crematorium being set up. Certainly they wanted to get rid of us, but what happened, the Japanese would not go along with the plan. So one of my saviors are really the Japanese.
Judy Kolb arrived in San Francisco in January 1948, nearly 8 years old. Soon after, her grandparents, parents, uncle, new aunt, and her aunt's parents bought a home not far from the Golden Gate Bridge. In 1955, her father accepted a position in Chicago as cantor at a synagogue founded by German Jewish immigrants who fled Nazi persecution. Upon graduating from Hyde Park High, Judy says she had no inspiring ideas of what to do. A friend was taking the entrance exam at South Chicago Community Hospital School of Nursing and suggested Judy come along. She did, and ended up taking and passing the entrance exam herself, and entered the three-year RN program at the school. After graduating in 1961 and passing board exams, Judy started working in pediatrics at the University of Chicago Hospital.